Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. Here's October. She banged at the door. We let her in, and there's no turning back. It seems almost unimaginable, but the universe is nearly 1 week into the final quarter of 18. Also unthinkable was waking up to white on the ground in the Wildersmith neighborhood and other places in the Upper Gunflint on the last Saturday of September. Although such a winter preview is not totally unheard of, the dusting to a half inch in places was a surprise. Coupled with warm earth and peaks of sunshine, most of the snow melted by midday. Intermittent sunshine throughout the day alternated with banks of clouds and rainy snow showers on the heels of gusty nor'westers, so conditions didn't feel very autumn-like. In spite of the day remaining quite raw, escapades of another Northwood spectacle were shared by friends over on Hungry Jack Lake. Rainbow after rainbow crossed the lake through countless squalls as the spirit of Saul beamed through the elements, thus crowning the heavens in awesome spectrum until setting in the southwestern sky. Needless to say, for listener-readers outside the territory, as one would expect, it's been cold. The Smiths have had a fire in the wood-burning stove over a half dozen times prior to the calendar turning over. This is unprecedented during our 19 years in border country. The good news is our dock and boat have been brought ashore and put to bed. It wasn't an easy chore, as air temps, colder than the lake water, and rough seas made the task not too pleasant. We Smiths were blessed to have a good friend and his buddies from Metropolis who braved the elements to help get the job done. By the way, the water temp at the time was in the low to mid-50s, so there was definite incentive to get in and get the equipment out. More glad tidings come from the beautiful Mile of Pine, as the Sugar Maple Spectacular is lighting up our lives. In spite of not having the billions of such trees found in the highlands above Lake Superior, we nevertheless cherish the gold to scarlet radiance afforded us. This year's short-lived natural majesty seems to be the best ever. However, I've probably said this before. The crimson of the forest in this neighborhood is not limited to the maple tokens. A few days ago, my red fox friend stopped in for a visit once again. It had not been around for a couple weeks. The cool to cold conditions have brought on remarkable changes in the foxy critter's apparel. Boy, has it ever bulked up with a winter coat, while the tail is fluffy and wide as its body. Overall, it looked like it had just come perfectly groomed from a salon, nothing like the must scrawny fellows of a few short months ago. This visit was more than a usual grab-and-go scene. On this stopover, it spent all morning with me, following like a puppy dog, begging for a treat. When I was busy and not paying it attention, the handsome red dude would lie down and wait until I moved on. On a couple occasions, it would come to my woodshop door and give me a forlorn look, as if to say, "Don't you see me?" These moments were a special, up-close experience, as I looked into its penetrating amber eyes. The look in those golden spheres was piercing and yet a soul-stirring, reverent sense of beauty. I'm uncertain if we have adopted each other. But for several hours, the company of man and beast was unexplainably curious and trusting. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great amongst the charm of Mother Nature's favors.